Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast. Thanks for listening. So last week I covered how to go on a holiday while in a calorie deficit, stay on track, etc. So one thing I didn't mention is, so I was up 2 kilos when I come back from holiday. And, you know, old me would have thought, oh my God, I've put on 4 pounds because there's 2.2 pounds of 1 kilo. Oh my God, I've put on 4.5 pounds of body fat. I've completely fucked it. I might as well just keep going and sabotage myself and eat rings around myself because, you know, the damage is done now. It's going to take me forever to reverse it. So what's the point carrying on? That's what old me would have done. And then I actually educated myself over the years and learned that I just had more carbohydrates than usual. I had more alcohol than usual. And for every gram of carbohydrate that we eat, we hold on to 3 to 4 grams of water. It was just water weight. And guess what happened 4 days later? I returned to the weight that I was before I went on holiday. And that was just through drinking more water, flushing it out, me going to the toilet a lot more, exercising, not spending hours on the treadmill, just sticking to my usual routine. And it disappeared. But old me would have panicked. And that's the perks of weighing daily, is that you actually get to see the spikes and fluctuations. Where if I had just weighed myself when I came home and didn't weigh myself for another week, and a week later when I stood on the scale, it was still the same weight and it was just a spike from the day before, I would have thought, yeah, definitely put on body fat. So that's why I weigh daily. So anyway, to wrap that up, that's for anyone who may have came home from holiday recently and started to panic, don't. It's just water. Unless you consumed thousands and thousands and thousands of calories a day, it's probably not body fat. Okay, so this podcast is about motivation. So let's talk about motivation. I get a lot of messages in my DMs. How do you do it every day? I can't seem to get started. I struggle with motivation. When I do get started, I hit a wall. I'm just not motivated. I get so many of these DMs. I think motivation is bullshit. Are you motivated to go to work? You start work on the 4th of September and you don't get paid for 30 days. That's a delayed reward, just like fat loss. You have to put in the work, but the reward is delayed. You have to go to work because if you don't, you're not going to get paid. You're not going to get money. You're not going to be able to feed yourself. You're not going to be able to pay your bills. So you have to do it, don't you? Even though the reward is delayed, you don't like washing your clothes, hanging them out on the line, or putting them in the dryer, folding them, ironing them. But what happens if you don't wash your clothes? You don't have any clothes to wear. You have to wash your plates, your utensils, because what happens if you don't? There's a pile up on the sink or in the dishwasher, and then you don't have anything to eat your food with. It has to be done. You just do it. And the same applies to your health. So, you know, you just do it. Why can't you treat your goals any different? That type of rationale or that type of discipline you apply to work and cleaning your house, you can apply that to your health. Okay? It's the exact same thing. The trouble with you is when it comes to fat loss, you want the destination ASAP. You don't go into your boss and be like, yeah, okay, it's the 4th of September. I want all my money today and then I'll work 30 days. And he's going to be like, no, doesn't work like that. It's the same with fat loss. You want the destination as soon as possible. You don't care about the process. You are just destination driven. The process of you gaining fat took years. Okay, there was a process in which you had to go through to gain all of this body fat, and that took years. But you want to lose it all in 8 weeks? You need to get real and stop being greedy, okay? You would rather short-term gain and deal with the long-term pain later. You'd rather have the large bag of Doritos, have the 3 or 4 takeaways this week, and deal with the consequences later. I'll worry about it later. You don't want to do the short-term pain, e.g. actually going out and walking, counting your calories, staying in a deficit, doing your exercise, and get the long-term gain later. You don't want to do that. You don't have the patience for that. And that's why you're struggling with motivation. You want instant results, and it doesn't work like that. You didn't gain the body fat instantly, so you're not going to lose it instantly, okay? When you say you struggle with motivation and you text a coach, what is it you want them to do? Do you want them to give you some magic formula? Do you want them to tell you this is how it's done, this is the secret? Do you want them to come into your house and physically pull you off the couch? If you're waiting on someone to come and fix you, you don't want it bad enough and you're making excuses. Nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to pull you up off the couch. It's you and you only that can put one foot in front of the other and that can take action. You are in charge of you, nobody else. Why is it that, you know, you never struggle to get started, but you always hit a lull after 2 to 3 weeks? Because you're not motivated anymore. Motivation always happens at the start. might as well give up now. You know, like it's you lack your ability to carry through when things get tough. You've never gotten to the other side because you keep giving up when things get tough, or, you know, things are taking too long, or you keep using an unsustainable approach, or it gets uncomfortable and you always like being comfortable. But what would happen if 1 year from today you didn't give up? You keep complaining about how long it takes, but time's going to pass anyway. Are you going to choose the couch and Netflix and your takeaway for the rest of the year? Or are you actually going to keep the promise you made to yourself about changing and utilise that time? Because time's going to pass anyway. You keep complaining about how long it's going to take, but time's going to pass anyway. You're going to use it to stay the same or change. 9 out of 10 times, you're never going to be motivated. That's an illusion you keep telling yourself, that you have to be motivated to change. I'm not motivated. If I'm not motivated, then I can't do it. That's what you keep telling yourself. The same story. Or you'll never stick this out. Or what if people judge me? I'll never change. It's just who I am. I just don't have what it takes and never will. I give up everything I start. How you speak to yourself matters, because the longer you tell yourself something, the more you believe it and become it. E.g., I can never stick to diets. In order to change, you have to change the narrative inside your head. Okay, what would happen if I did stick to my diet? The power's in my hands. It's 100% doable. The only person telling me I can't is me. Imagine having someone in your life who constantly puts you down. Who would you want to be around them? You have to live in your head for the rest of your life. Make sure it's a positive place, okay? Because if I had a friend who constantly told me, you're shit at what you do, you look disgusting, you're not able to do a diet, you wouldn't last, you're not capable, you give up everything you start, you are absolutely appalling at keeping promises to yourself, I would hate to surround myself with someone like that. And you become a product of your environment. So again, you live in your head for the rest of your life. Make sure it's a positive place. Now look, I'm guilty of self-doubt. We're all guilty of self-doubt. We all have it in some shape or form, not even when it comes to fat loss. But you lack confidence in your abilities because you've probably never achieved anything, you know, physically or physicality-wise. You've no evidence to go on because you don't believe in yourself enough to follow through. You don't think you're capable of sticking it out. But guess what happens when you make a promise to yourself or make a goal and follow through with it? You build self-confidence. You've proven to yourself that you are capable. And that negative voice inside your head becomes weaker because now you've done it once, you know you can do it again. Losing body fat for the first time is mentally challenging for anyone. But once you do it once, the second, third and fourth time, it becomes so much easier. But in order to get to the other side, you do have to go through some blood, sweat and tears. You see someone with a six pack and automatically you want that. You're not seeing the hundreds of hours that they're putting into the gym, the sacrifices they've made with their social life, the dedication to meal prep, etc. You just want the destination. But the process is where the mental resilience is built, the discipline and the consistency. When motivation is nowhere to be seen, but you still get up and do the work regardless, because remember, you made a promise to yourself, you're going to follow through with it. You're not someone who gives up on yourself anymore or puts in 50% and expects 100% back. You're now someone who honours the promise they've made to themselves. If you don't develop the ability to get up and, you know, to get up when you said you would, eat what you said you would, walk out when you said you would, stay committed when you said you would, you'll never have the self-confidence to succeed in any environment. People probably look at me or other people dedicated to their fitness and nutrition and think, oh, I'd love to have the go in me like she does. I'd love to have that drive, that motivation. I didn't wake up with a head transplant one morning. I also didn't have much belief in my capabilities either. I gave up many a time, preferred the comfort of my bed, chocolate, jellies, takeaways. It was easy. It was familiar. I didn't like change, didn't like the idea of it, nor did I want to change. Some of it was down to the lack of education in health and fitness, you know, toxic diet culture, thinking it was an all or nothing approach. It turned me off dieting, to be honest. But I'd envy those people online who are dedicated to making themselves fitter and stronger and healthier. I'd love to be driven like them. That's what I used to always think. But I'm just lazy and the effort of changing. I used to fear a challenge. I just used to avoid a challenge. I was all about short-term gain, long-term pain. You know, just going for the sweets and jellies and the takeaways, etc. And not walking. Oh, sure, I'll get to it one day. This was the narrative I told myself daily. One day I'll do something about it. until the years and the months kept passing and my lifestyle choices started coming to the surface and I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. Internally as well, you know, I felt shit, I looked shit, didn't like it. It was a wake-up call and it was needed. So I said to myself, what would happen if I didn't give up this time? What would happen if I didn't throw the towel in each time I went over my calories or missed a workout? What would happen if I stopped trying to be perfect all the time and embraced imperfection? What would happen if I didn't put a timeline on it and just worked out and ate better for the sake of it? So I started off small, and if I went over my calories, I'd get right back on track. If I missed a workout, I'd do my next one. A half-assed workout is better than 100% workout done none of the time. Consistently showing up, no matter how small it is always better than not. It's always better than only showing up when I'll give 100%. I used to be guilty of that. If I can't be perfect with my exercise and nutrition, then what's the point doing it at all? Now, there is times in life where you have to do things right or not do them at all, like your job, because you're getting paid to do it right. But taking care of your body and your mental health, it's not the same thing. Having this mindset allowed me to do things I didn't do in the past, like walking for 20 minutes when I couldn't do 30 minutes or 40, doing 3 exercises instead of 6 if I didn't have the time. Doing that once probably won't make a difference, but doing that 1,000 times will compound into a result over time, rather than not doing anything at all just because I couldn't be perfect with it. What step gets you across the finish line in a marathon? It's the last one. But you couldn't have got to the last one without the 10,000 steps before it. And a lot of those steps along the way won't be perfect. You'll trip, you'll slow down, you'll fall, you'll stop at some stages. But that last step gets you over the finish line. But it was all the thousands of steps combined that got you to that last step. This is where I eventually became okay with being imperfect and stopped chasing perfection. Do it until eventually it becomes a habit. This is just how I live now. And sometimes life will get in the way, but it matters what I do most of the time, not some of the time. I'm someone who just walks daily now, and so can you be. You're someone now who's open to learning about exercise and nutrition. I would have deep talks with my coach and learn a lot. I would ask questions. I'd go to bed, listen to podcasts and educate myself on nutrition and fitness. I'd watch well-respected fitness enthusiasts on YouTube and look at how they lived and how could I implement that into my lifestyle to suit my life. After time, I actually did start to see the physical changes then, but the mental changes had to happen first. A lot of people think it's easy to transform their body. All you have to do is eat less, move more, but it's a complete mindset shift. The mind has to change before the body does. You can't have the best of both worlds, unfortunately. You can't expect to live how you used to be living and have the body of a Greek god. You have to change how you think and live. When you start seeing results, that's when you become motivated. Wait, what I'm actually doing is working. All this hard work is paying off. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep this ball rolling. If this is what I look like after 4 months of discipline and consistency, imagine a year. Motivation is what gets you started, okay? That's what gets you started. You get so excited, you know, it could be the 4th of January, you get so excited, you envision this body you want, you want to drop a dress size, you envision all these compliments you're going to get, you envision feeling sexier. But guess what? Your mind doesn't actually know the difference between what's real and what isn't. So your brain is releasing the dopamine at that fourth stage because it thinks you've already achieved the body of your dreams, and it's releasing the dopamine associated with you getting to the finish line. And that's what that excitement is. You think it's going to be a walk in the park. You have a pep in your step, you're buying all your gym gear, you're meal prepping, and then by week 3 you're like, oh wait, I actually have to keep going with this. I actually have to change, don't I? But change is uncomfortable. I don't think I can stick this out. This is hard. I like me bed more. I like me takeaways. Meal prep is so much work. Can you see the narrative creeping in again? This is why people book a coach at the start. They're all excited, and 3 to 4 weeks in, they realise the coach doesn't do the work for them and they actually have to do it. You could hire Cristiano Ronaldo's strength and conditioning coach, you know, his nutrition coach, the best of the best chef in the world, but you will have to do the exercises, the steps, and stay in the deficit. They don't do it for you. And that's what sets apart the people who make it to the end of challenges, you know, transformation challenges, versus the ones who don't. It's the narrative they start telling themselves. I'll never be able to change. This is too hard. And they go back to old ways because they like going back to what's easy and what's comfortable. I had days I didn't want to do anything. Old me would have given in to temptation. Oh, this bed is so comfortable. My PT used to be across the road and I'd wake up 8 o'clock in the morning. It was the only time slot I had available. In the dead of winter, pissing rain, freezing, windy outside. This bed is so comfortable. It's so warm. I'm just going to say I'm sick. Old me would have done that. But new me didn't even give myself the option. No debate. I'm going to the gym. It's happening. No question about it. I don't even give myself time to negotiate. The more I repeated this act of discipline, the more it became who I was. It became easier over time to ignore that negative voice in my head. Because the longer, or I suppose, once you give that voice a chance to creep in, or just stay in bed, look how warm it is, or what's one session, you actually entertain that voice and it gets stronger and stronger. So don't even give it the option. Just get up out of the bed, do it. Don't even debate with yourself. Now, this happened over a period of 1 to 2 years, not 2 to 3 months. The truth of it is, unlearning a lifetime of bad habits and learning new patterns of behaviour that actually support your health is not done overnight. The results you want are not going to take 2 to 3 months. It's going to take 1 to 2 years. Stay patient, but keep your expectations realistic. The fitness people you follow online have been repeating the same habits daily for years. The boring ones, the steps, the workouts, the meal prep, nothing fancy, no fancy pills or drinks. The boring day to day, they kept at it, they kept repeating it, and it's compounded into the body that you admire. Time will pass regardless whether you're doing something about it or not. Motivation is bullshit. Self-belief and patience, discipline and consistency is where it's at. Now, after listening to this, you're going to think you're going to have a pep in your step. She's right. This was the kick up the arse I needed. I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to change. But are you? Are you actually going to do something about it? Are you just a sayer? Oh, I'll do something about it, but it won't be till Monday. I have too much on the weekend. Or are you a doer? What can I actually do today to start? I know, I'll walk more than I did yesterday. I'll beat yesterday's steps. Baby steps. You can't conquer everything in one day, okay? Realistic expectations. You can't. But you can start small. Don't chase perfection. Make the promise to yourself today that you will change and you'll follow through with it. Prove that negative voice in your head that keeps winning, saying you can't change. Prove it wrong. Prove that you are capable. So that wraps up the podcast on motivation is bullshit and, you know, that inner self pep talk. Thanks for listening. I hope it's helped. Or if you know anyone who might benefit from this episode, send it on to them. I'd appreciate it. And I hope you tune into the next one.